Flowers, bugs, and bees. Stephen Buckman has wanted to study them all since he was a kid.
I never grew out of my bug and dinosaur phase. So, you know, since about the third grade, I decided I wanted to chase insects, especially bees. Started keeping bees in high school.
Now Buckman is a pollination ecologist, particularly interested in how flowers attract insects. That might sound like a niche, but Buckman says flowers and pollination make life as we know it possible. He explains in his fascinating book, The Reason for Flowers.
The reason for flowers is actually one word, sex. So flowers are literally living scented billboards that are advertising for sexual favors, whether those are from bees, flies, beetles, butterflies, or us, because quite frankly, most of the flowers in the world have gotten us to do their bidding. But that's only the first stage because, right, flowers, if they're lucky, turn into fruits, and those fruits and seeds feed the world.
It's extraordinary in this book, the diversity here, because it's not just birds and bees. There are beetles, flies, lizards, and the beetles seem like they really like to party.
They do. One of my favorite memories is in roaming the Napa foothills as a UC Davis grad student, and I would go to the wineries, of course, and then in between, I would go find Western spice bush, which is this marvelous flower that kind of smells like a blend between a Cabernet and rotten fruit. And when you find those flowers and open them up, you discover literally dozens of beetles in there mating, defecating, pollinating, having a grand time.
Let's talk about the flower supply chain now, because you get into that and it's vast and pretty amazing. So say I'm in Manhattan, you know, in the flower district around 28th Street.
Right.
All those amazing flowers, where are they coming from?
Wow, they're coming from around the world. Domestically in the U.S., we probably raise only about 30% of our flowers, and those are coming from California and Florida. But, you know, globally, there are about 15 billion stems per year. And in the U.S., we buy about 4 billion cut stems a year, maybe 10 million flowers per day. But the vast majority of the flowers that we find in our big box stores or farmers markets are pretty much coming from Colombia and Ecuador, followed by Costa Rica. And virtually all of those are coming into the Miami International Airport. So you may not realize it when you're flying in, but below your feet in the cargo hold, there's some perishable flowers as cargo. And they're also coming in airplanes, jumbo jets that are totally stripped, no seats, and just crammed with box flowers. They have a huge carbon footprint. Millions and millions of them are inspected, bought and sold, and then get back on a plane to go somewhere else in the world.
I kept thinking about how it's wild how, you know, we're attracted to some of the same things that other animals are, like our sense of maybe what is sweet or what's pretty obviously must be kind of the same because we like these things too.
Exactly. The floral beauty has beguiled us along with the birds and the bees. Flowers come in a myriad of shapes, colors, scents, and sizes, but they seem to have almost universal appeal. And every culture that I researched has a love for flowers. And I mean, we use them for, obviously, in the decorative and fine arts, and prose, and poetry. I mean, we don't really have petroglyphs about flowers. Those are usually big, fierce game animals. But, you know, going back to 13,000 years ago with the Natufian culture in Israel, there we find on Mount Carmel in Israel the first seemingly genuine burials where flowers were used extensively when they buried their dead.
Stephen Buckman is the author of the new book, The Reason for Flowers, and we have barely scratched the surface of the amazing things that flowers are capable of that you get to in this book. Stephen, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. I've enjoyed our time together.